call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh, no.
Kevin, get the cowbell.
We can't find the cowbell.
Didn't you throw it at Katie earlier in the week?
I think I did. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Found it.
106.5 The End.
Mondays on the Wake Up Call, we do missed connections. This is where we go to Craigslist to try to reconnect love that might have been lost. You can mention Wake Up Call or 106.5 The End in your missed connection if you'd like us to read it. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. This is a woman for man.
Oh.
I haven't had one of those in a while. And it's, I loved your beard. We met before everything got shut down again. I don't remember where, but it was downtown. You have a big, bushy, manly beard. I was wearing a pink skirt with black shoes, and we talked about lots of stuff. I don't mind the racist stuff that you were saying, even though my friend was arguing with you. You're too sexy to forget. And that's it.
Oh, boy.
And she just kind of snuck that one part in there. Hoping that nobody else would kind of see that.
Sure.
But it was clearly something that caused a fight.
Right.
So, okay, Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume that you were single like you were for decades.
Sure.
Okay? And rumor has it that you prefer beauty. So let's say that there is a stunningly gorgeous girl in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay? But when you're all hanging out, she says some stuff that is racist.
Right.
Okay? What do you do?
I mean, that's a deal breaker. Yeah.
Even vaguely racist, like, there's a guy that I know, and we follow each other on Instagram, one of the best looking guys I've ever seen in my life. Then I saw on Instagram some of the things he was saying, and I was like, God, you ruined so many beautiful things.
So besides your marriage, he's off the table.
He's not only off the table, it's like I can't even like think of him fondly.
Did he have a beard?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Have gone for that guy.
I know, but I feel sometimes we have to, you know, sneak in the question just to make sure.
Oh, okay. See if while my defenses are down, if I'll speak from the heart.
Cuz one of these days we're going to ask that question, and you'll be like, oh, my, I didn't even realize that he had a beard because I was mesmerized by his gorgeous blue eyes and his Zach Morris hair.
The only person that I could maybe say that about is Zac Efron.
Your husband currently has the bushiest beard I've ever seen.
I know, but I would not have, like, had I met him with that, I wouldn't have been as attracted as when he's clean shaven.
So you're saying that you have to fall in love with the person and then they can grow the beard?
I would prefer they didn't, but yes.
Okay, so then let's also then say you fall in love with the person like your husband.
Uh-huh.
He grows the beard and then also starts saying some racist stuff.
No, because
what do you
can't
do then?
Shave off racism.
All right, misconnections on the Wake Up Call.
This is titled James from PetSmart. I came into your store Friday. I bought a collar, a leash, and some pet food. I'm the daddy type with a goatee, and I tried to make myself memorable for you. I complimented you on your pink hair and said that I thought it was really cute. I was very smitten with you and did my best to charm you, but I was hesitant to flirt too much because your coworkers were close by and I didn't want to cause you any problems. I'd love to talk. If you're James or you know him, please point this post to him. You guys are straight men.
Mm-hmm.
If a goatee daddy posted a misconnection about you, how would that make you feel?
I am very honored when a gay man finds me attractive.
And why is that?
I feel like their standards are higher sometimes.
Oh, sure.
But the fact that if there's ever a gay man that finds me attractive, though, I'm
sure.
Like, oh,
okay.
I turn into like a teenage girl. Like, I'm like, oh, well, me? And then I go and find a mirror and I go, I mean, I guess I can see it. Like, I've got it. That's me,
Rain,
though. I don't know how Rain feels.
No, I agree with Gavin. Like, I think it's the same way. I mean, we've talked about this on the show before. Like, I like going to the gay bars in Midtown. I think they're fun. And listen, if there's a gentleman that's hitting on me at the bar, a bartender or whatever, it's fine.
I feel like between the two of you guys, Gavin would get hit on more.
You're probably right.
Why is that?
I don't know. You put out a vibe.
Yeah, you got some. You have
I
a lot
put
of
a gay vibe out.
You got
no,
some charisma.
It's not gay. It's not gay. It's just God. I don't know. I mean, maybe
Party
it's a
boy.
Daddy. Maybe it's a daddy thing.
Oh yeah.
You put out a daddy vibe. Thing.
All right, because maybe that's true, because when I was younger, I did not get hit on by gay guys very much. I mean, even when I lived in New York City, where, like, gay guys were out and proud back, like, you know, 15 years ago. It wasn't like today. Now everybody is like today. You know what I mean?
I mean, I will say you did not look as good then as you do now.
Oh, me? This? Hold on, I need to find a mirror. I mean, I guess I still got it.